Doesn't that make you feel good? Plus, I like that song. Kelly Pickler. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Casa Foundazione, or as we like to say in English, the House Foundation. We can speak in other languages now, can't we?
Yes, we have the freedom to do that, yes, without penalty.
You know, that whole thing, it was such a big deal, wasn't it? I mean, it was the end of the world, and we talked about it, and we need to go all English, and if we're not English, and I know a lot of people out there who listen to us just were really for it, and apparently not enough, because it didn't win, but that whole thing just came and went, didn't it?
Kind of did, yes. But everybody, we all kept saying it's not going to amount to anything. Even if it passes, it's not going to mean anything. They're not going to really enforce it. It's going to just come and go. And it did. I mean, it lost, obviously, but it doesn't mean anything. It didn't mean anything. It was kind of
embarrassing. But now that we don't have it, is there a hue and cry? Isn't that funny? I'm not talking just specifically about that, but I just think it's these things, and we get all worked up over them, and it's just, I mean, what are we going to do? And oh, my gosh. And yes. Then nothing.
And then nothing, and then we move on to the next thing. Well, okay, that's over with.
Uh-oh, I've got an error over here.
Uh-oh.
I've got an error.
An equipment failure?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've never had this happen before at 10 minutes after 6 o'clock.
It's so unlike stuff up here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I've got it fixed. Did you watch Idol last night?
I saw like maybe 5 minutes.
Well,
of it.
I'm kind of like you. I saw the first half, and then I saw some poor, tragic performer come out and try to sing a Maroon 5 song, which I like that band. Mm. I thought, oh, I like this song. Oh, it was tragic.
Wow.
It makes you wonder how people get through. Yeah. I think the judges kind of even alluded to that. They said, we liked you so much before. Who are you?
Yeah. Well, I did kind of zip on through last week's show. I finally caught up to last week's show yesterday. And, boy, they're really tough on people this year. I mean, they
should be. They're awful.
Yeah. I mean, but there's a lot of criticism of their song choice.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, this guy that sang Georgia sang this other song last night, which was way out of his league. He should not have performed. He sang a Coldplay song.
Okay.
Starring Europe's favorite pantload. And and you got to wear the pants of stupidity to sing that song. Let's take a look at traffic here.
All right, let's do that.
Here's Mickey Monkey.
Thank you very much.
Dum-de-lum-de-lum.
98 weather, most with WSIX traffic. She's back. Good morning, Carla Lawson.
Hey, Carla.
Hey, good morning to you. Yeah. Right now, Interspit, ask me in 10 minutes.
Oh, do you have one of those things where it comes and goes and you don't know what's going on and you don't know, you're like a chicken. Every time you blink your eyes, you're in a new room?
That's pretty much the case, yes.
Okay. Oh, man. Well, I'm glad we got that straightened out. Thank you very much.
The time is now 15 minutes after the hour.
5, goldbuyingteam.com.
You know, it's good when you talk. You know, we had the smartest audience yesterday. We're going, what's with the gun bill and why wouldn't you? And then people called up and cooler heads prevailed and displayed to us what's actually going down with making sure that people who own guns don't have their address and all that listed.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand it now.
Yeah, there are consequences to having that done, apparently.
Well, in addition to ain't none of your beeswax.
True.
I think we should invoke that clause.
Right. But somebody called and suggested a scenario where there's a spouse that who is in relative hiding, I guess, and doesn't want address published in the paper or published on the online.
I guess. I think they give too much credit a little bit to criminals who are going to go into the database and look up where people live who had a gun and then check to see if they're not there. And I think most of those, that group of doofy, are just riding around going, let's go in there.
Yeah. I do. I think that, too. I think most of the people that are inclined to do that kind of crime are not online or you know, not resourcing and checking references and looking at city records and things like that. They're just not doing that. They see a neighborhood. They see a nice-looking house. It doesn't have a dog. Bam. You know, that's the one we're going for.
Thank goodness we've got those huge, ferocious, yes.
You have, yes, those big man-eating dogs that guard
your place. Saber-toothed man-eating squirrels are guarding my house right now.
Yes, I know.
I don't know whether you've ever been taken down by a giant saber-toothed man-eating squirrel, but just say you're warned, okay?